Hello everyone, this is Sharon and welcome back to another day of Sharon's Daily Inspirations. Yesterday we covered our affirmations and for that we are thankful. Thank you for the testimony that has already come forth, and to God be the glory. Father God, we just want to say thank you right now. We adore you, we glorify you, we magnify you. We thank you for our affirmations that we are able to do and to say on a daily basis. We thank you, Father God, that your word never returns void. We thank you for loving us. We thank you for taking care of us. We know that with you, all things are possible, Father God. We know that with you, all things are possible. We thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. We thank you that we are game changers. We thank you that we are full of confidence and that people around us will notice it. We thank you that we are strong. We thank you that we are made in your image. We thank you that we are committed to change. We thank you that we are good enough and we are worthy with you. We thank you, Father God, for removing all debt. We thank you that we are valuable. We thank you for being a game changer. We thank you for being pathfinders. We thank you for being trailblazers. We thank you for helping us be victorious in every area of our lives. We thank you that we are blessed. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. We thank you that every home is blessed. Every person's job is blessed. Every person's boss and their families are blessed, Father God. We thank you that we are created to be a blessing to others. We thank you that we are happy. We thank you that we are healthy. We thank you that we are wealthy, and we thank you that we are wise. We thank you that we are loved everywhere that we go. We thank you, Father God, for millionaire status. We thank you for letting us be a dreamer. We thank you that we are motivated to do everything that you have called us to do, Father God. We wake up motivated. We wake up unstoppable. We wake up complete. We wake up better. We wake up, Father God, with the joy of the Lord on our lives. We wake up strong. We wake up powerful. We wake up confident. We wake up successful. We wake up increasing and abounding in love. We wake up being made perfect in every good work. We wake up as an heir of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We wake up with all spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Father God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you that we can cast all of our cares upon you and you hear us, Father God. We do not have to worry about anything. We don't have to worry about the clothes that we're going to wear, the food that we're going to eat, Father God, because you take care of it. Once we rely and put our hope and trust and confidence in you, it's already done. Thank you for letting us know that it is already done, that we are led by the Spirit of God. Therefore, we are children of God, Father God. We thank you for being with us, that we don't have to worry about the cares of this world because we are from a different system. We thank you, Father God, that we are planted by the rivers of water that it says in Psalm 1 and 3. We thank you that we are praying our desires and receiving them according to Mark 11 and 24. We thank you, Father God, that we can take up our shield of faith and quench all the fiery darts of the enemy according to Ephesians 6, 16. We thank you that we are strong in the Lord and the power of his might according to Ephesians 6, 10. We thank you that we are complete in Christ according to Colossians 2, 10. We thank you, Father God, that we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ, according to Romans 8 and 37. We thank you. We are healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ, according to 1 Peter 2:24. We thank you, Father God, that we are transformed by the renewing of our mind to prove that perfect will of God, according to Romans 12 and 2, so that nothing enters our mind that we cannot handle. We give it to you immediately, Father God. When all of those thoughts just keep roaming and roaming around in our mind, we are able to say, stop. We are able to hit the pause button. We are able to just hit the eject button and give all those thoughts over to you according to Romans 12 and 2. We are prosperous and in good health because our soul prospers according to 3 John 2 and 1. We are partakers of God's divine nature according to 2 Peter 1 and 4. We are the workmanship of God created in Christ Jesus according to Ephesians 2:10. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus according to 2 Corinthians 5:21. We are walking by faith and not by sight according to 2 Corinthians 5 and 7. We are not looking at the things that are seen, but the things that are not seen according to 2 Corinthians 4:18. Because we know that the things that are seen are definitely subject to change, but the things that are eternal will never change. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for letting us have a thankful heart. Thank you for letting us come to you, Father God, in this time of prayer. Bless every home. Let the blood of Jesus cover and keep us safe, Father God, no matter what's going on in this world, no matter what the news is saying about famines or not being able to get food for children or not being able to do this and not being able to do that and taking rights away from women and taking rights away from men and taking rights away from different ethnicities and races. Father God, we come against all of that now in the name of Jesus, and we stand firm and say, it will not touch us. It will not touch us. It will not touch us. We are firm and rooted in the word of God, and we know that no weapon formed against us shall ever prosper. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. We consider it done. We thank you right now, Father God. No weapon formed against us shall ever prosper. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. God's blessings be upon each of you and your families. Stay strong, stay encouraged, and don't faint. Hallelujah. Amen. Till next time, blessings.